Blackstone Publishing presents Saigon Kids, an American military brat comes of age in 1960s Vietnam, by Les Arbuckle. This book is read by Patrick Lawler. Preface. People have often asked me what it was like to live in Saigon during this volatile period in history. So to them, I now say, this is what it was like. I began writing Saigon Kids 40 years after leaving Vietnam. I wanted to create a gritty and realistic account of what I experienced in Saigon, so be prepared for rough and crude language, unusual sexual situations, violence, suffering, interspecies animal rape, and much self-deprecating humor. My brothers Lynn and Lowell helped a lot with their memories of our family life, but the memories of my social life are necessarily mine alone. Where my memory is hazy, details and dialogue have been gently recreated or reimagined. Some of the dialogue, especially some of the more ordinary conversation, is composed of phrases I remember very well for reasons I'll never understand. The more mundane aspects of my everyday life in Saigon are sometimes stark and clear in my mind, while the circumstances surrounding the life-changing events reside in fog. I'm sure I've gotten a lot wrong, but memory is a fickle friend. In order to protect the guilty, I have changed most of the names in the book, except for the people in my immediate family. Also, Sister Kenneth Regan, Mrs. Elizabeth Tyson, David Fu, and Mrs. Jacqueline Schaefer and her son Harrison and his band The Esquires are known here by their real names. Beverly Wheelton, not her real name, is a combination of two girls I had eyes for as a teenager. The other was one Bonnie G., both of whom scorned my clumsy advances in equally clumsy ways. I have combined the events surrounding my failed attempts at romance with these two girls and Bonnie's best friend, which also includes a fair amount of actual dialogue dredged from the depths of my memory of those angst-ridden moments. Les Arbuckle, September 2017. Dedication. This memoir is dedicated to Sister Kenneth Regan, who taught me to read and write, and my parents, Bryant Joseph Arbuckle and Margaret Maureen Arbuckle, who gave me something to write.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?